Case number one, 24-094. And we have an interpreter for the policy. Okay, a brief statement of your case? Oh, I'm sorry, identify yourself first.
Oh, good morning. My name is John Laughlin. I'm with the Manchester Police Department. We are the issuing authority.
And you have a witness?
I do not. I would, ma'am, before I make my opening statement, if I could, we received a document last night I'd like to introduce as evidence in this case. We received it after hours last night. We emailed it over this morning, and I do have a copy of it. It's an incident report from the Hanscom Air Force Base, which is the military base where the appellant was found with the weapon. So I wanted to introduce that as evidence.
Does the appellant have a copy of it?
I can.
So that's your decision. They're asking to introduce it, and so it's up to you. And you ask the appellant if he has any objections.
So have you given the appellant a copy of it?
I have not. I received it after hours last night. We emailed it this morning. I have paper copies for everyone or anyone who.
I think he has it.
I'm sorry. The appellant has a copy.
I did not have it.
Do you want to be sure?
Can you puede revisar si es la misma copia?
He doesn't.
No, it's different.
Just got it.
No, diferente. No es el mismo documento. No, es diferente.
No, he doesn't. I don't think. That's different. Nope, we got this last night.
Dice que yo recibí ese documento anoche.
Sure.
And we'll give you a minute to take a look at this.
Puede revisar si vamos a dar un momento para que revise el documento. Ese es el incidente, el reporte que hizo la policía.
Esto es basado con lo que es la segunda solicitud de arma.
So he needs to know, like, if this is the second request that he did.
I'm sorry, if this is the second request?
Yes, because he said that he did a request two times, and he wants to know if this is related with the second.
To this base he requested?
Yeah.
I don't know what he requested from them. We requested this.
So dice que él no sabe lo que tú le pediste a ellos, que eso lo pidió la policía.
No, yo no solicité nada, porque esto es un caso que fue de Massachusetts, de lo que es la base militar. Yo solicité una segunda licencia de arma porque los state troopers me indicaron de que pues procedía a hacer una segunda solicitud, incluso en la oficina BP aquí también me indicaron lo mismo, pues yo solicité una segunda licencia de arma.
So he wants to know if because he did a request for a second permit, and he wants to know if this is related with that second request.
A second request to whom?
¿A quién tú le hiciste la
pregunta? A los state troopers, pero
to the state.
De los state troopers yo le solicité, o sea, ellos me indicaron que solicitaron una segunda licencia de arma,
so
después del caso.
Okay, after the case, the state trooper from Massachusetts told him that he needs to do a second request.
If I may, I believe what you're asking is this related to us? He has applied for a permit a second time, and we're denying that request.
Okay, tú estás hablando de que tú lo pediste por segunda vez, y ellos te están negando la segunda.
Correcto.
Yes.
And I believe this hearing is as a result of that denial. So I would answer, yes, it's related to that.
So esta comparecencia es por esa segunda vez que fue denegada.
So since we have not seen this evidence before, it's up to him to whether this evidence can be introduced now or not.
So dice que como ellos no han revisado esa evidencia anteriormente, depende de ti si tú quieres que esa evidencia sea presentada ahora o después.
No tengo problema. En realidad lo que me interesa es el caso Massachusetts, o sea que realmente pues es lo por lo que estamos aquí, no por la segunda vista.
So he has no problem at all with that, because what he wants to know is related with the case in Massachusetts. So he has no problem.
Does he know what it says?
He's reviewed it.
He looked at it.
He just reviewed it.
Does he read English?
Oh. So, ¿tú entendiste lo que decía el reporte? Porque tú sabes leer inglés.
Algunas cosas, no todas.
Some things.
I don't think, I don't,
think that he's had an opportunity to review it sufficiently.
So ya dice que él no piensa que tuviste tiempo suficiente para revisar ese reporte.
He feels confident that.
So, ¿tú estás seguro de que tú quieres que esa evidencia se presente hoy?
No sé si el caso de Massachusetts sí, que yo me gustaría salir de esto lo más pronto posible, o sea, realmente.
So, if it is related with the Massachusetts case, yes, because he just wants to get over all this.
Okay, in that case, would you give him a copy and give copies for all of
us?
Yes, ma'am.
Le va a dar una copia y le va a dar una copia a alguien. No sé si quieres leerlo más en detalle.
Si esto es bueno.
Porque yo creo que están preocupados que
son básicamente dos casos en uno.
Escribir
el BPP y la de aquí. Ella me dijo que ya iba a someter la cita aquí, pero por la segunda, el segundo proceso del alma. En realidad, yo lo que quería era que se vieran los casos y después me revocaron lo que es la licencia.
So I think he is confused because I think he has two cases going on at the same time, and I think he's confused of what is this hearing about, if it is related with the first case in Massachusetts or if for the second time that he requested permit and was denied. So I don't know.
This is an incident report. This just tell him this describes what the officers in Massachusetts saw and did.
Okay, so ese es un reporte de la policía que es basado en una descripción de que hicieron los policías sobre lo que ellos vieron en ese momento.
Sí, yo lo tengo. Entonces yo lo tengo ya que ese caso no hay ningún problema.
So he's okay with that.
Ma'am, just so I'm clear, this is the military personnel at the base. This is not anything related to a criminal proceeding or law enforcement. It's military.
It appears that this is the same incident in which it's the same incident that the denial is based on, and it's also the same incident in which we have the police report.
Yes, sir.
It's just their incident report to back up the criminal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So it's really not new information.
So now your brief statement.
Okay, yes, I apologize. We received at the Manchester Police Department the appellant's request for a pistol permit on February 17th. We denied the appellant's permit as a result of him indicating that his prior permit was revoked by the Connecticut State Police on July 29th, 2023. The reason that his permit was revoked, according to the Special License and Firearms, was that the appellant was, according to them, going to work at an Air Force base in Massachusetts and was found to have a firearm in his backpack during a routine search. The appellant stated that he was not aware that he had the weapon in his backpack because his wife had packed it for him. As an agency, we had concerns that the appellant was in possession of a weapon without knowing that he was in possession. And I understand it's brief. Just give me one more. We received information last night, which is why we continue to defend the denial. In the report that I've handed out, according to the military personnel, when the appellant was stopped for the routine search, he indicated to them that he did in fact know the weapon was in his backpack, that he was carrying the weapon and put it in his backpack before he got to the Air Force base. So our concern is the discrepancy. One, if his wife did in fact have access to his weapon and was packing it and he didn't know that he had it, or two, the veracity of whether or not the circumstances surrounding the weapon ended up in the backpack are true or not.
So básicamente lo que él está explicando fue todo el reporte de la primera vez que se le denegó hasta la segunda vez. Y toda la explicación que tú dices, que se dice que ellos lo denegaron por segunda vez porque ellos estaban preocupados, que hay una discrepancia porque en el primer, la primera vez que tú explicaste, tú dijiste que tú no sabías que el arma estaba en tu bulto. Y que tu esposa era la que lo había puesto. Entonces dice que la segunda vez, cuando tú volviste a tener otro reporte, tú dijiste que tú sí estabas, que si, tú sí sabías que el arma estaba. Eso es lo que él dijo. Y que entonces ellos están preocupados porque hay una diferencia entre lo que tú dijiste la primera vez y lo que dijiste.
Y realmente la persona que me estaba traduciendo allá en la base, o sea, realmente ella sí me puso unos snacks y me puso unas pastillas por las cuales ellos me preguntaron que no tenía sticker. O sea, en ningún momento el arma yo dije que ya la había puesto, porque realmente yo ese día no trabajaba, o sea, pero no me acordaba que la pistola estaba en el...
So he's on when he could make a brief statement of his case. It sounds like maybe he's doing that to
okay,
you.
Okay, so tú puedes explicar la, lo que tú tienes que decir cuando te toque tu momento, okay? Yo solamente te estaba traduciendo lo que, el reporte que hice.
So would he like to make a brief statement at this point?
¿Tú quieres hacer un, decir tu, tu punto sobre lo que él dijo en este momento?
Sí, sí.
Yes.
Okay.
So, ¿qué quieres decir?
Okay, no, realmente el día en que sucedió el suceso de la base, realmente... En ningún momento yo fui arrestado, en ningún momento yo sabía que estaba en el backpack, ya que realmente yo, pues, ese día yo no trabajaba. Realmente yo salgo de mi casa porque me llaman urgente que hay que entregar un general en la base, y a mí se me, o sea, ni me acordaba que estaba en el bulto. Realmente ahí es que cuando procedo a la base, yo sé que en una base militar yo no puedo proceder con lo que es el arma, o sea, pues procedo a la base y es que ellos, pues, encuentran lo que es el proceso. Y yo me fui a una vista en lo que es
pero, pero tú no sabías que el arma
estaba.
Okay.
At this point, just a brief statement.
Yes. So what he says is like he didn't know that the arm was in his backpack. He wasn't supposed to be working that day, but he received a call from the base that he have to go there to do something. And he knows that he cannot carry that, you know, without... authorization or notice, but actually, like, he didn't remember if the arm was in the backpack or not, so he said that he never said that his wife put the arm in his backpack or anything related with that.
He never said that?
Tú nunca dijiste que tu esposo lo había puesto, ¿verdad?
No, en ningún momento. Sí, las pastillas sí y los snacks sí.
He said that his wife put some medicines and some snacks in the backpack, but not the arm.
Thank you.
Okay. I just have a couple of questions. So, do you want me to look at...
Yes, so dice que él tiene una pregunta. Te va a hacer una pregunta.
Did the appellant know... It sounds like no, but did the appellant know that the weapon was in his backpack?
¿Tú sabías que el arma estaba en tu mochila?
No.
Let me...
No, he didn't.
We just... are you calling him as your...
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I...
Procedurally, we're getting a little...
Yeah, okay. It's your turn to put on
your
case.
The only questions I have for the appellant. I apologize.
Okay, so...
Can I not?
No, he could be your witness, or you can have... It looks like you have another witness here that you're going to...
No. Yeah, no, I apologize.
Okay, you should put on your case, but what's your...
Okay.
Proving, and then if you know, you can call.
Okay. The only witness. Yeah. Can I call the appellant as my witness?
Yes.
Okay.
So they van a llamar como testigo para poder interrogar porque no te pueden interrogar si no eres.
Okay. So and I'll repeat it. I apologize. Did the appellant know that the pistol was in his backpack?
So tú sabías que el arma estaba en tu bulto? No, he didn't know.
How did the pistol end up in the appellant's backpack?
¿Y cómo la pistola terminó en tu bulto?
Porque yo estaba días anteriores, yo no tenía mi bulto, porque yo nunca andaba con ella encima y estaba el bulto en mi vehículo. Cuando yo lo recogí el vehículo, pues se me había olvidado en que pues no pensaba que no estaba ahí porque yo casi nunca la tenía encima. La dejaba en mi casa, en la caja fuerte.
Because he has the R in his backpack from previous days, and the backpack was in his car, and he didn't remember that that was in that place.
So... He left the weapon in the backpack in the car.
So tú dejaste la pistola en el bulto en tu carro.
Estaba en mi residencia. Yo salí que me llaman para trabajar, pues yes. Lo monto en mi vehículo y después pues sigo para donde voy, pues me había olvidado que en realidad estaba, o sea, no me acordaba que estaba en el bulto, o sea.
Yes, and he said that he has a backpack at his house, and when he had to go out, he just grabbed the backpack because he didn't remember that the arm was inside the backpack.
Okay. Why was the gun wrapped in a T-shirt?
Porque la pistola estaba envuelta
en... Porque siempre acostumbraba, nunca voy a dejar accesible a que ninguna persona la vea y que sepa que yo porto una licencia de hacer un arma.
So, because he usually do that, because, you know, for safety.
This, So the safety precautions he takes with his gun is he wraps it in a t-shirt, leaves it in a backpack in his car.
So dice que la seguridad que tú le das al arma es que tú le envuelves en una...
No, ella estaba en el bulto, a la parte bajo el bulto y de encima tenía una t-shirt, no estaba envuelta en la t-shirt.
Oh, he said that the pistol was in the backpack and has a t-shirt on top, that the arm wasn't wrapped in the t-shirt.
Okay, there's a t-shirt on top.
On top.
That was the safety measure.
So dice que sí, eso era una medida de seguridad para ti.
Sí, porque no la voy a tener accesible que todo el mundo la vea. O sea, realmente yo entiendo que es un delito porque cualquier persona vea que yo porto un arma o se sienta amedrentada en que lamentablemente yo porto un arma de fuego, o sea.
So he said that, yes, like, that's his precaution to kind of avoid that someone else can see or know that he's carrying a pistol.
Okay. Does he know why it was reported that they or why the at the base they believed his wife put the gun in his backpack?
So, ¿tú sabes por qué cuando hicieron el reporte de la base dijo que tu esposa había puesto el arma en
la? Porque la persona que está traduciendo más allá y parece que lo malinterpretaron porque la persona que me está traduciendo ya es un compañero de trabajo mío y le preguntaron lo de los medicamentos. Y le preguntaron a la misma vez lo del arma. O sea, realmente los medicamentos eran lo que estaban enfocados, pero en el reporte yo lo vi. Y la policía que cogió el caso allá puso que realmente, pues...
So he said that at that time, he didn't have an interpreter. Was someone from the base that was translating for him. And they asked at the same time about the arm and also about the medicines. Mm. And maybe it was a misunderstanding because he said that his wife put the medicine on the backpack, but not the the arm.
Okay. Does his wife have regular access to his gun?
¿Tu esposo tiene acceso regular a tus armas?
Ninguno, nadie.
Nobody.
Solamente.
Just okay. Myself.
Okay. Thank you. That's all the questions I have.
I have a question. Does he have a permit in Massachusetts?
Dice que sí, tiene un permiso en Massachusetts.
Yo lo solicité. Yo lo solicité y ellos no me han contestado nada.
He requested, but he didn't receive any answer yet.
At the time of this incident, he did not.
He did not.
Al momento, no.
Okay.
Pero luego de que yo lo sí solicité.
Yeah, he requested it, but he doesn't have right now.
Questions from the board?
I just have a point of clarification. I thought through your translation that the appellant had said that his backpack was in his house and he took it with him to go to the site, not that it was left in his car.
Okay, so lo que ella quiere clarificar, si entendió bien. La pistola estaba en tu bulto, en tu casa. Tú lo agarraste, te montaste en el carro y te fuiste.
Correcto.
Yeah, that's correct.
Correcto.
Yeah.
So it's his turn. I think he gets to ask.
This is for the issuing authority at this point.
Yep, Helen Burke.
Oh. Yeah. Do you have questions for...
So, ¿tú tienes alguna pregunta que hacerle a la persona?
No, al momento no.
No. No for now.
Questions from the board? Yes.
So, hey, Captain, so if you don't mind, could you just give a brief synopsis of what occurred? We sort of, you know, we have the report and stuff just to, in the record. It looks like he was reporting to work at a Air Force base.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So he was reporting to work at the Air Force base. At that base, they have a mandatory vehicles are subject to search. His vehicle was subject to search. When they searched his backpack, it was a black backpack, they said at the bottom of the backpack, the handgun was found wrapped in a t-shirt. In their words, what they believed was an attempt to hide the weapon. There are conflicting stories. They report that he told them he had it on his person and then put it in the backpack because he knows he's not allowed to carry it in Massachusetts. According to the special licensing firearm, the weapon ended up in his backpack without his knowledge because his wife had put it there. Those are the varying stories that we have. Our concern is that we have a weapon that's in a backpack and we don't know that it's there. That's the concern that we have. That's an issue moving forward.
And at that time, he didn't have the Massachusetts LTC.
He did not.
And this wasn't his personal vehicle, is that correct?
No, this was a work truck. I believe he works for a moving, or at the time worked for a moving company.
So he would have brought the backpack from his house, if you could ask him, but then into his personal vehicle, and then from his personal vehicle, you placed it into the work truck.
That's my understanding of.
And then during the routine search, that's where it was found.
Right, and any vehicle is subject to search. It's Hanscom Air Force Base and it's subject to search, and his, that vehicle is subject to search.
And did this lead to an arrest?
It did.
By, was it military or was it?
It was the Lincoln Police Department, Lincoln, Massachusetts Police Department.
And are you aware of what was the disposition of that case?
That case was nollied.
That's all I have, ma'am.
Other questions, Chief?
More clarification, and I think you got most of it. I think, I don't even know if I have to ask this, but, and it could be really to both of you. I just want to make sure I understand and the board understands. The gun was in a backpack at home, taken from home or from the car, put in the work truck, unknown to the appellant.
So, él quiere clarificar, el arma estaba en tu bulto, en tu casa o en el carro y tú lo pusiste en el trabajo.
No, porque todos los días bajaba mi bulto. Todos los días yo bajaba mi bulto porque yo tengo los documentos, tengo documentos, más mis pertenencias dentro del bulto. Lo bajé en mi casa cuando me llaman por la mañana que yo no trabajaba. Recogí el bulto, lo metí en el carro y me fui. O sea que realmente pues.
Yeah, the backpack was on at his house and he just grabbed the backpack and put it on the car and went to the base.
How long had the gun been in the backpack?
So, ¿por cuánto tiempo estaba la, el arma en esa?
Desde que me fui de la residencia hasta que llegué a lo que era a Massachusetts. O sea,
yo creo que te están preguntando anteriormente eso, ¿por cuánto tiempo estaba el arma?
No, porque yo, depende de la situación. O sea, si yo fuera a salir en familiar, pues yo la sacaba y me la llevaba. O sea, en cuestión de que si, depende de la situación. O sea, si fuera a salir que no necesitaba el bulto, pues no me lo llevaba. En caso de que.
So he said it depends, like if he have to go out and he needs the backpack, he will get the backpack with everything inside, but if not, the backpack stay at his house.
And the gun is always in the backpack?
Y la, el arma siempre está en el, el arma.
Casi siempre.
Mostly.
Okay, in, do you have children in the house?
¿Tú tienes niños en la casa?
Sí.
Yes.
Is the gun locked? To have a trigger lock,
yeah.
Barrel lock.
So, si tú tienes el arma con seguridad. Yeah. Yes.
There's no mention from the issuing authority of a trigger lock on the gun in the truck at the Air Force Base.
So dice que si en algún momento en el incidente estaba la seguridad del arma, que sabe si el arma estaba sin seguridad.
No, el arma estaba dentro del bulto, o sea, realmente no había nadie porque el momento en que ellos hacen la inspección, pues nosotros nos pasamos al gate. Pero salimos el camión, nos pongo alguien lo que yo impresioné en
so
el camión.
So he didn't know because he said during the inspection he wasn't present. Like, he did the inspection, but he's not present at that time.
I may be able, if I may.
Sure.
They were able to just release the magazine and rack the slide back to make it safe, so.
Pero dice
there's
que
no
el
mention
estaba
of a pistol lock.
Con, yes. Estaba con seguridad.
Es que
el arma estaba
sí,
bloqueada.
Sí,
yes,
sí.
The arm was
locked. So the concern, I believe, of the issuing authority is probably mostly the lack of control of a gun. He had no idea he had the gun. It was maybe with you, maybe not. If it wasn't with you at the Air Force Base, it was in your home or in your car where anybody could have gained access to it, and you didn't even know that. You didn't know where the gun was.
So dice que la preocupación que ellos mayormente tienen es la falta de seguridad, porque dice que tú ni siquiera sabías que el arma, o sea, estaba, si estaba en el bulto o no estaba, y que eso son
pero
medidas
eso,
de seguridad que
por eso
que
exactamente, o sea, cada vez que yo llegaba a mi casa todos los días yo la bajaba del vehículo, o sea, todos los días, ese día fue que se me pasó en sacarla del bulto, meterla en la caja fuerte porque yo ese día
so
yo no trabajaba, o sea.
So usually he said that usually every time that he got home he grabbed the backpack and put the arm in the lock that he has at home, but that day he forgot about it.
So the gun was, it was unknown where the gun was, or he probably knew where it was, but he forgot he left the gun in the car at that point?
So dice que ese día se te olvidó, pero tú no lo dejaste en el carro, ¿verdad?
No, estaba dentro de mi residencia.
Was
auto.
Inside his house, but inside
but
the backpack.
In the backpack.
El
yes.
día que recogieron, el día en que encontraron el arma, yo no trabajaba ese día, yo estaba libre. O sea, que mi, mi bulto está en mi residencia, y eso, una vez yo llego a mi residencia, yo siempre la saco y la meto al safe.
Okay, so the day that they did the search, he was not supposed to be working that day. Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, the arm was in the backpack because that was at his house. But that day he forgot to put it back in the
safe. On the way from your home with the gun in the backpack in the work truck car. I don't know if it was truck or car. Where did you stop on the way?
Dice que si tú paraste en algún momento.
On the way to the Air Force Base.
Cuando tú saliste de tu casa y ibas a la base.
No.
No.
Okay, so you drove into Massachusetts. You do not have a permit.
Desde mi residencia en Massachusetts.
Yes.
Are you aware you need a permit in Massachusetts?
Y tú estás,
separate from Connecticut?
¿Tú sabías que tú necesitabas un permiso para portar armas en Massachusetts,
sí,
además de Connecticut?
Sí, por eso lo solicité.
Yeah, he knows, that's why he did that request.
Okay, and then going into the military base, they searched your backpack and found the gun.
Y cuando entonces llegaste a la base militar, ellos buscaron en tu...
Y encontraron el arma. Que yo sé que no puedo entrarla para allá, o sea, no es la primera vez que yo llevo 5 años aquí, yo no.
And he knows that he cannot, you know, bring the arm into the base, but he didn't know that the arm was inside the backpack.
There's some question of whether your wife put it in the backpack or is it your responsibility? Your wife has nothing to do with this. Is that what you're saying?
Hay algunas preguntas porque en el reporte ellos dijeron que tú habías dicho que tu esposa había puesto el arma dentro de la. So tu esposa no tiene nada que ver.
Nada que ver.
No, he's the only one.
Right. So we can't say somebody else did it. You lost track of the gun.
Ella no tiene acceso a mi backpack. Ella no tiene acceso. Solamente yo.
So tú no puedes decir que alguien más lo hizo. Solo tú eres que sabe.
Solamente.
Yes. Yes. Himself.
Okay. What did you do wrong and what could you do better?
O sea, ¿qué tú reconoces que tú hiciste mal y que tú reconoces que podrías haber hecho mejor?
Que en ese momento se me quedó en el bulto, que nunca sucede, o sea, nunca sucede. Realmente lo hice mal en no haber verificado antes de seguir para allá en que estaba dentro del bulto, o sea.
He said that he was his bad life, because usually he put the arm in the safe, but that day, like, he forgot, like, he shouldn't, you know, check before.
Yeah, I think we all agree with that.
Dice que todo el mundo está de acuerdo con eso, que tú debías haber hecho eso.
Pero no lo hice por cuestión de que me llamaron a la prisa, de que pues había una carga que había que entregar, que necesitaban ayuda, o sea, realmente no.
Yeah, because he said that because he was in a hurry, that he received that call that that he have to move something, you know.
But and how long had you had the permit?
¿Y por qué tiempo te has tenido el permiso?
23.
What he did? It was revoked.
De diciembre.
Connecticut. You can give me an approximate. I mean, is it 20 years?
23.
23 years? 2021.
Sorry.
2021.
When he got the
permit. In
Massachusetts.
And my last question. What town do
you live in?
In Manchester. Manchester. What town? Manchester. Still okay. All right, thank you.
I have a question.
Just a
how does he usually store his gun?
So, ¿cómo usualmente tú almacenas o cuidas tu arma?
Dentro de la safe.
He has a safe at home.
Si yo salgo familiar, yo la porto encima y luego que yo llegaba a mi residencia, la safe.
So if I go out with my family, I carry the arm, and as soon as I get home, I put it inside on the safe, back in the safe. That's usually what he does.
How did it end up staying in the back?
So, ¿cómo el arma se mantuvo ese día en el en tu mochila?
Porque en varios días anteriores yo estuve trabajando en lo que es el área de Connecticut y yo estuve trabajando no como driver sino como cash labor y la había metido dentro de mi backpack porque no voy a estar trabajando con lo que realmente la pistola pues se metió dentro del backpack.
Oh, because in the previous days he was working in Connecticut and he was using the backpack with the arm inside, So that's why the arm was inside the backpack.
So when he came home from work the previous day, he forgot to put the gun in the safe?
So cuando tú llegaste a tu casa el día anterior del incidente, a ti se te olvidó poner el arma.
Exactamente.
Yeah, that's correct.
Wait, was the gun loaded?
¿Estaba el arma cargada?
Sí.
Yes.
Pero no estaba chamboneada. Sí estaba con el peine puesto, pero no estaba chamboneada.
Well, what's luck?
So, not to sound too harsh, but he did a number of things wrong. That, you know, he didn't take the gun out of the backpack. He didn't unload the gun. He forgot that the gun was in the backpack and took it into a state where he was not allowed to do that.
Se dice que no es para sonar como un poco fuerte, pero que hubo varias cosas que te hiciste mal. O sea, a ti se te olvidó que el arma estaba dentro de del bulto. Se te olvidó que no la dejaste cargada, no estaba descargada. Se te olvidó ponerla en un lugar seguro y la llevaste a una facilidad que tú sabes que no debías llevar.
Pero en caso de que yo estoy en Conérico y en mi autodefensa, o sea, ¿cómo yo voy a... O sea, si yo tengo la licencia de arma, es para, pues, en el momento en que tenga que utilizarla, ¿cómo yo voy a utilizarla si no está cargada? No está chamboneada, pero está cargada.
So, in my defense, if I have the permit in Connecticut and I carry the arm, how can I, if I need to use it, how can I use it if it's not, you know, loaded?
But he's not using the gun when it's sitting in a backpack in his house.
Pero... tú no estás usando el arma, se está dentro del bulto en tu casa.
Exactamente, el día anterior se me había olvidado. O sea, yo hago un proceso siempre porque soy bien riguroso con eso. O sea, ese día se me olvidó en hacer el proceso de meterle el aceite.
So usually he has a process every time that he get home. He put the arm back in the lock, but that day he forgot about it. That's why everything is that way.
We understand that.
Dice que entiende.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Do you have a permit in Florida?
Dice que si tú tienes un permiso en Florida.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you go, in your work, do you go into other states other than Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Florida?
Dice que si por tu trabajo tú vas a otros estados que no sean Massachusetts, Connecticut, Florida.
Do you generally take the weapon into other states?
Y si tú llevas, cuando tú vas a esos otros estados, si tú llevas el arma contigo.
No. Mientras no den el permiso, no.
Until I don't have the permit, no.
Are there questions that you would like to ask him?
No, I believe that we've covered it.
Actually, I guess you have put on your case already.
Yeah, right.
Anything else you would like to say?
¿Algo más que tú quieras decir?
No, que pues, por mi tipo de trabajo, pues, me gustaría que tomara una decisión, o sea, que pues,
no, I don't have nothing to say. I'm just, you know, hoping you guys can make a decision.
Any further statement from the...
No, just briefly, I'd just like to reiterate. Our concern is the not knowing the location of the weapon and the storage of the weapon. That's our concern, issuing the permit. We don't believe that the candidate is suitable, based on the decision-making process, that he's suitable for the permit.
Se dice que básicamente la preocupación de ellos es que el desconocimiento que tú tenías de que no sabías de que el arma estaba dentro de él.
May I ask you another follow-up question? Captain.
Yes.
When would he be suitable again, given that he had a permit, he has a permit in another state, and this appears to be a kind of a one-off mistake?
I think that's a great question, and I don't know that I have a great answer other than I'm leery of one-offs. I understand the appellant saying this is the first time that he left it unlocked, unsecured in a backpack. I would be very surprised if on the first time that he did this, that this happened. I'm skeptical of that, so I believe that this has probably happened more often than just the one time.
There's no way, of course.
Of course not. Nope. So in terms of a timeline, I don't know that I'm qualified to give one. I would just say at this point, with this being so recent, I would not say that he's...
Correct.
Has the firearms been returned?
I don't know the adjudication of the firearm
because
of the criminal proceedings.
Let me ask. He has more firearms?
¿Tú tienes más armas?
No.
No.
Just
one.
Where is it?
¿Dónde?
No, eso se quedó aquí.
It's still in Massachusetts.
El documento.
They have it.
Massachusetts, lo que pasa fue que la decomisó.
They have it.
No.
Ahí está el documento de Massachusetts.
He has the document that.
I think I saw it already.
Pensé que lo.
Massachusetts lo decomisó y yo no tengo ninguna.
So right now he doesn't have access to any arm.
Any other statement you'd like to make?
¿Alguna otra cosa que tú quisieras decir?
Colonel Richard?
This is a denial by the Manchester Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of denial is an incident that occurred in July of 2023.
So esto te están denegando por el incidente que pasó en julio de 2023 por el Departamento de Policía de.
At that time, the appellant brought a loaded Glock 26 handgun into an Air Force base. In a backpack, it was found during a routine search of his work truck.
So básicamente lo que pasó es que tú llevaste un arma, el arma tuya personal, dentro de la base, cargada, y cuando hicieron el arma fue encontrada cuando hicieron el registro de rutina, ¿no?
The appellant was charged by the Lincoln Police Department for illegal possession of a firearm and ammunition.
So el departamento de policía de Lincoln te puso cargos por la posesión del arma.
Those charges were ultimately dismissed.
So esos cargos fueron desestimados automáticamente.
Initially, this was a revocation by the state police.
So inicialmente eso fue una revocación por el departamento de policía.
And the appellant then applied to Manchester Police Department for a new permit.
So, y después tú aplicaste al Departamento de Policía de Manchester para un nuevo permiso.
Correcto, porque la oficina de los State Troopers, yo me comuniqué en varias ocasiones para verificar cuál era el proceso de la revocación y ellos me dijeron que volviera a solicitarlo nuevamente en el proceso que estaba.
So, he said that he did apply again because the State Troopers told him that he have to do that through the Manchester Police Department.
Incluso la oficina de aquí también me dijeron que llamara a los State Troopers para que ellos me indicaran cuál iba a ser el proceso con relación a solicitar un nuevo permiso de arma. Por eso fue que yo lo solicité.
And that's why he requested that permit, because when he called, they instruct him that that's the process that he has to do.
So for now, he's just giving a recap for the record.
That's okay.
No pregunta.
That's okay.
O sea, se, básicamente lo que está haciendo ahora mismo es como un resumen del caso. O sea, no está haciendo nada nuevo.
The appellant received his permit initially in 2021.
Y que tú recibiste ese permiso inicialmente en 2021.
Okay. Ready for vote, board members?
Any comments by the board?
Comments by the board?
For me, it's just time in between incident and now getting the permit returned. I understand it's a process to get it back after the state and now the town, but they do have a right to question his suitability due to this incident, and it may be too close in time from 23 to 25.
Okay, so dice que para él es solamente una cuestión de tiempo, de que todo el caso pase, porque es muy corto tiempo entre el 2023 y ahora que estamos en el 2025, y ahora ellos van a votar.
Other comments from the board?
I certainly understand forgetting something like this. You know, you're in a hurry, you aren't expecting to go to work that day, you pick up your backpack and off you go, not remembering
so
the gun was in the backpack.
Que él entiende que esas cosas pueden pasarle, que tú estabas apurado, que te llamaron de momento a trabajar, agarraste la mochila y que en ese momento se te olvidó de que no estaba dentro, que él entiende eso.
But what troubles me is what the captain has said is that before that, leaving a loaded gun unsecured in a backpack is not proper storage of the gun, particularly with children in the home.
Pero dice que lo que más le preocupa a él, y es lo mismo que le que señaló el capitán de policía, es que anterior que pasara eso, tú dejaste un arma cargada sin estar en la seguridad en una en tu bulto en una casa donde hay niños.
Ese día.
Other comments from the board?
¿Quién sabe si hay algún otro comentario de ellos?
Rosenzweig?
Vote.
Vote.
Issue authority.
Van a votar.
Mr. Gray?
Issue authority.
Mr.
Bill overturned.
Issuing authority at this time.
Attorney Sinetti.
I'm going to vote for the appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
I'll vote for the appellant.
The chair votes for the issuing authority, so it's 4-2.
So la votación fue 4-2. De que no, de lo van a negar.
He will receive written notice of the decision, which is against him.
So, tú vas a recibir por escrito una copia de la decisión que es en contra tuya, de que no, por este momento te lo voy a hacer.